How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
I'm Max.
And I'm Daniel.
And we're the bitches with beards. We're best friends and professional homosexuals
who like nothing more than to discuss the culture over a bottle of wine.
In our heads, we have all the elegance of two coastal grandmas.
But in truth, we're really just a couple of bitches with beards.
Pour yourself a glass every Wednesday.
Cheers!
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you all for tuning in. Simon Templar, a man who will challenge criminals and the authorities, all in the name of helping those that need his help. Today's episode, the 1945 to 1951 series, The Saint. Besides the radio version, I'm also a fan of the TV version with Roger Moore. If you haven't already, check it out. You know what? I also enjoyed the Val Kilmer movie, too. Just an all-around good character that's due for a resurgence. Either way, we'll get our fix here, with Volume 3. If you enjoyed this show, please let me know in the comments, or through the links in the descriptions, and check out Volumes 1 and 2 in the archives. And besides for that, if you enjoy this podcast, it would be great if you could follow, review, or rate. And for those who are already following me, first off, thank you. Second, if you could take a moment and please leave me a rating. The more ratings I have, the more people can find this show easily and enjoy these great stories. And speaking of stories, let's start this one. Please enjoy the show.
Vincent Price, who is usually heard at this time as the Saint, has been delayed in Paris. Tonight, by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, you will hear Barry Sullivan in the role. Mr. Sullivan can currently be seen with Lana Turner and Ray Milland in A Life of Her Own. Adventures of the Saints, starring Barry Sullivan. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Barry Sullivan as the Saint.
Oh, I beg your pardon, sir, or madam, as the case may be.
Young man.
Huh? Yes?
I saw you.
Well, I'm never invisible in September.
You kicked that bird.
Oh, no, I didn't. He or she was browsing on the park path.
You realize what our native wild bird life means to America?
No.
Think of the ruby-throated warbler, the scarlet tanager, the great crested grebe.
Come to think of it, I used to know a great crested... No. The man I knew was a Greek. He wrestled.
The bird life of our country must be protected at all costs, young man, at all costs.
Madam, I assure you, I would not deliberately kick a bird, not even a bullfinch. Well, all right. I'm ashamed. I suppose that henceforth I'll be known as a man who hasn't a feathered friend in the world. The beat of tiny wings will never brighten the declining years of Simon Templar's life.
Did you say your name was Simon Templar?
Not exactly, but it is.
You're the Saint?
After our unfortunate introduction to each other, you may find that hard to believe.
But I was on my way to visit you.
Oh?
I wanted to ask you to help my brother.
Your brother? He kicks birds, or perhaps birds kick him.
Warburton has nothing to do with birds.
Warburton?
His trouble is well, a little different.
What is his trouble?
He's haunted.
Madam, I have a feeling James Thurber is the man you want.
Don't be irreverent.
I beg your pardon.
Warburton is haunted by a ghost.
That sounds reasonable. This Warburton, he's older than you are.
If you're implying by that, is he senile? The answer is no. He's a year older than I am, but perfectly sane. Nevertheless, he's haunted, I know.
How do you know?
I've heard the ghost myself. It giggles.
Giggles?
Giggles.
I'm strongly tempted to murmur happy haunting, but I'll resist temptation.
And what is even more dreadful, Mr. Templar, and of course you're coming with me at once to investigate the matter. Not only is my brother haunted, but he likes it. My name, I suppose I should tell you, is Prue Thaxter.
How do you do?
And my brother is, of course, Warburton Thaxter.
How does he... No, I guess he doesn't do so well. Miss Thaxter, what is his occupation?
Warburton has been a banker all his life.
Uh-huh.
It is not proper for a banker to be haunted.
Except perhaps by certified public accountants.
Mr. Templar, I shall want you to take immediate steps about the matter.
Well, I'm not at all sure that I'm qualified to, although I should like to help.
Something will undoubtedly occur to you. Something always does.
Perhaps. But in these latter years, it's usually been something more substantial than ghosts. Something blunder.
Mr. Templar, your arm, if you please.
Oh, of course, lady.
Charles will put the car away.
Charles must have been listening closely. Miss Thaxter, you and your brother wealthy?
Modestly so. Why?
It satisfies a private curiosity. I've noticed that ghosts tend to haunt only the wealthy. That's either a characteristic of ghosts or of the wealthy.
Well, I'm not sure I approve of your speculations on the subject. We'll go at once to the drawing room.
Which is where the ghosts?
It is where Warburton may possibly be. At the door to your left, Mr. Templar. Warburton is not here. Hey, Mr. Templar, this is the room where we spend most of our evenings. It's where we've heard the ghost.
Right. Something's been bothering me. You said it giggles. He giggles?
She giggles.
Uh-huh. And does she do anything else? Clank chains, for example, or utter blood-curdling moans?
No, apparently not.
Yeah.
Warburton and I heard her on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
The sound seemed to come from the study. The door on the right wall leads to it.
And you investigated?
Warburton did, naturally. He went into the study. He felt a man should look after such matters.
I see.
He went in and shut the door behind him,
mm-hmm.
to spare me. He stayed on each occasion some little while. I heard the giggle again and insisted on being let into the study.
You were perfectly right, I imagine.
Warburton let me in. There was no one there. I was momentarily unnerved, of course.
Of course.
But Warburton seemed quite undisturbed.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, he seemed positively happy about it all.
Did you ask him why?
His reply was frivolous. He said that at his age it was flattering to be haunted by a ghost whose giggle was so youthful.
This happened how many times?
Perhaps half a dozen. I wonder where Warburton is.
Perhaps in the study.
Oh.
That wasn't a giggle, but it did come from the study.
Yes, we must see at once. Warburton! Warburton! Mr. Templar, the door's locked.
Do you have a key?
No, there isn't any. Never kept locked. Let me in.
Miss Thaxter, ghosts don't generally go about opening doors.
Must be latched from the inside.
Is there any other way of getting into the study?
Oh, there's a window overlooking the garden.
And suppose we try the garden.
All right. It's this way. Oh, Mr. Templar, I'm frightened. What are we going to find in there?
I don't know.
I've never believed in ghostly things.
You needn't start now. Whoever it was that screamed, it wasn't a ghost.
You're sure of that?
Yes, in a way I wish I weren't, but...
I don't think I quite understand.
Well, let's wait and find out before... Now, this would be the window of the study.
Yes.
It's quite a bit higher than my head. Concrete walk directly underneath the window.
Oh, what on earth does it matter if the walk is concrete?
There wouldn't be any footprints on concrete.
Well, perhaps not, Mr. Templar, but... Do ghosts leave footprints?
I suppose not. However, is there a ladder about?
The gardener's shed over there.
Yes, yes. Is it open?
I think so.
We can try. There's a ladder. A ladder. Oh, yes, here's one. Now, back to that study window.
Oh, hurry, Mr. Templar, hurry.
Okay. Ladder against the window. Now, You know, I've always envied firemen climbing up and down ladders all day long.
Mr. Templer, why are you delaying?
All right. Up the ladder it is.
Can you see into the study?
Yes.
What?
You better stand out of the way. I'm coming down.
My brother is in there.
He is. I think perhaps we'd better go inside. We have a couple of phone calls to make.
Phone calls?
Yes, to a doctor and the police.
A doctor?
I suspect from what I could see that a doctor won't be too necessary, but your calling him will at least show the proper solicitude.
Something happened to Warburton. He's dead.
I'm afraid he is.
Oh, no.
Here, you'd better take my arm.
No. Thank you very much. I don't need help. We had better make those calls.
All right. By the way, Miss Thaxton.
Yes?
While the police are on their way here, if I were you, I'd try to think up something to tell them besides a ghost story.
What do you mean?
Ghosts aren't generally capable of beating a man's head to a pulp.
The police will be here, they said, quite soon.
I'll run along then, Miss Baxter.
But, Mr.
There's nothing I could tell them that would be of any help to anyone.
I suppose not. I'll ring for Charles.
You don't bother, Miss Baxter. I'd rather walk.
Very well. Thank you for having come home with me and listening to my ghost story. Good night, Mr. Templer.
Good night.
Here you are, sir.
Huh? I ride whether I want to or not, eh?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
Hello, Charles. I beg your pardon. I seem to be sitting on you. Not entirely, of course, but enough to know that you're not a ghost. Hey, look, I don't like to seem inquisitive, but you can speak.
Of course I can. What's your name?
Simon Templer.
Oh? Do saints often go around sitting on girls' laps?
I am not sitting on your lap.
No, but you didn't miss by much.
As a matter of fact, I am now at the opposite end of the seat.
Afraid?
What's your name?
Lorraine.
I think Prue Thaxter thinks you're a ghost.
Do you?
Now, you needn't slide any closer to me. I already have sufficient evidence that you're not.
Are you glad?
I'll admit that you have a delightful way of not being ghostly. However, I would like to know why Miss Thaxter thought that you were.
Oh, that's because she hoped I was.
Huh?
Or would be. Is that right? I'm not very good on grammar.
Well, what are you good on? No, ignore that, please. Why does she dislike you?
I make Warburton laugh.
Oh. You'd have a difficult time making him laugh now.
I know.
You were in that study with him? Your silence, fear, or discretion?
I wish you wouldn't say things like that. I mightn't like you if you do.
I'll survive.
Will you?
Oh, now you're threatening me. Yet if you hadn't waited for me in this car, I'd never have known who you are. And somehow it doesn't hang together. Because then I couldn't have been of any danger to you.
You couldn't have been of any help either.
Now, how can I help you?
By handing it right over.
Handing what over?
The key.
The key, of course. The key to...
Please, don't be difficult.
I'm terribly sorry, but actually I don't know enough to know if I'm being difficult or foolish.
Let me search.
Oh, no.
Why not?
I'm ticklish.
If you don't let me search you, I'll scream.
You needn't bother. You forget, I've already heard you scream.
Maybe, but Charles hasn't. He'd stop the car and come charging back here, probably with a wrench. But he hit you on the head with...
And it's the only head I have to my name.
Uh-huh.
Lorraine?
Yes, Simon?
Search me. Lorraine, you look like you'd lost your last giggle.
Naturally, you didn't have the key.
But I told you that before you searched me.
But didn't you like it anyway?
I refuse to answer that. And besides, we're at my home.
Oh.
Lorraine, I would suggest that immediately after I leave you, you visit the police and...
Tickle them?
No, you tell them of your presence in Warburton's study tonight.
I can't.
Because you murdered Warburton Thaxter?
Because of who I am. I didn't kill Warburton, but they might not believe me. Because of who I am.
Who are you?
What? Mrs. Warburton Thaxter?
Sheriff Carr.
Your feet are on my sofa.
What's wrong with that?
They're too big.
Oh, you're an observant kid, Templar. Have you observed this?
Oh, dear. You know, I wish for once that someone would threaten me with a machete or a Malayan crease or an original Australian Sunday boomerang. I get so tired of revolvers.
That's maybe because you ain't been shot by one yet.
People have tried and tried. Are you going to shoot me with your revolver?
No, no, unless you act nasty.
Oh, no, I was the pride of Mrs. Thrushbottom's dancing class. My manners are favorably known throughout the length and breadth
no
of...
No kidding.
If Lord Chesterfield's son had had a son of his own, he probably would have been me.
Oh, stop us. I can't contain my joy. Besides, I got something to ask you.
Be careful. Remember, I'm not your best friend, and I might tell you.
Don't you get tired of making wisecracks?
It's a living. Who are you, anyway?
The name is Galloway.
And the feet are large. Proceed, Mr. Galloway.
Where is it?
Where is what?
The key.
What key?
You know as well as I do.
Yeah, perhaps, but what makes you think I have it?
You went to the house with Miss Thaxter, didn't you?
Yes, I did. But how did you know?
I'm psychic.
You mean you were following her?
I'm a bad boy.
And you think my purpose was to procure the key from
Warburton?
That's very interesting. One of us who didn't know before now knows the key was Warburton's. He also knows that obviously Warburton no longer has the key. Otherwise, yes, he's very interesting indeed. Except, old boy, haven't you realized yet that you shouldn't know Warburton is now minus key?
Why shouldn't I?
Because Warburton is now also minus life.
That is a very interesting fact, but it don't get me the key.
It may get you the chair.
I missed something.
You certainly did. Warburton Thaxter, and we'll pretend you didn't know, was murdered.
I don't like that.
Neither did Warburton.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't bargain on no...
Death sentence?
Templar, how good are you at forgetting things?
Things like what?
My visiting you.
Oh, no, no, I could never forget that. There'll always be a warm place in my heart. Oh, my heart.
Hey, what's wrong?
I think I'm going to have an attack. Help me to the sofa.
Yeah, yeah, here, hold on to me.
I shall.
Hey, you nearly busted my wrist.
It's better to take your revolver away.
What happened to your attack?
I decided to postpone it.
You know what? I think you lied about
I'm afraid I did, but I have the gun now.
Keep it.
Galloway, stay where you are.
Nuts to you. I got to get out of here.
I'm likely to shoot you if...
In the back. Stop being foolish. Heroes never shoot guys in the back.
Lieutenant Cool, I'll bet you never knew I was a hero.
Go away, Templar. I was just about to take my man.
Oh, it can't be. They must have put you on the Thaxter case.
I'll tell you all about it next spring.
Were any keys found on his body?
Well, sure. So?
Was a safe deposit key among them?
Mm-hmm. Your sister wanted to know the same thing.
And?
No safe deposit key.
I see. Cool, did you leave a policeman in the house with Miss Thaxter?
This may come as a shock to you and the readers of mystery stories, but I did.
I'm bracing myself. One more question, Cool.
Hmm?
If I had a key to somebody else's safe deposit box, would the bank let me get at the box?
Just because you had the key to it? No.
In that event, why have people threatened me, assaulted me, tickled, well, that is, applied pressure, and involved themselves in a murder case for something that can be of no earthly use to them? Templar, the telephone.
Yes?
Yeah, Miss Thaxter. This is Simon Templar. I hope I haven't waked you.
Oh, I haven't been asleep. Not this night.
I thought perhaps you might still be up. Miss Thaxter, I've had a visitor who, among other things, carried about a good deal of earth on his shoes. You know a man named Galloway?
Of course I do.
Who is he?
My gardener.
Taxi! Taxi!
14 Mallorca Drive, if you please.
That's a high-class neighborhood. What are you going to do there?
Louis!
Louis?
Hey, I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, huh? Certainly took your time getting me into this.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, Louis, but, well, I didn't have an occasion to call a cab before now.
Is that so?
Oh, of course, Louis.
Well, I accept your apology.
Yeah.
And now that we're friends again, who's dead? scene of the tragedy.
Mm-hmm. I wait.
You wait.
About how old is this Miss Thaxter?
Middle 50s, I should think. Why?
Oh, I just wanted to know how long I'll have to wait. Middle 50s? Not long. Mm.
Yeah? My name is Simon Templer, officer. Miss Thaxter's expecting me.
Oh, yeah. In the drawing room.
Thank you.
Oh, hey.
Yeah?
I've been in there. I'm perplexed.
Why?
No drawings.
Till later, officer.
Come in.
Hello, Miss Thaxter. Sorry it's so late.
It's kind of you to come and ask me questions. It may keep me from... What did you want to know?
First, how long has Galloway been with you?
Oh, good many years.
Where does he sleep?
Garden house.
And I can stop and see him on my way out. Miss Thaxter, did you know your brother had been married?
The police told me about it tonight. Uh-huh. I hadn't known before.
You didn't really think your brother was meeting a ghost in his study, did you?
No. I would have preferred it to be that, however. You've never met Lorraine Anderson. She's cheap, Mr. Templer. Cheap and grasping.
And you told the police about hearing her in the study before we discovered your brother's body?
I told them nothing.
It might have been safer, too. Do you know where she lives?
A theatrical hotel somewhere.
Which one?
I'm not sure.
Well, you've got to remember, and quickly.
Why?
Because I'm afraid there'll have to be another death before this is over.
Oh. I think it was the...
Yes?
The Exbrook Hotel.
The Exbrook. Thank you. Good night, Miss Thaxter.
Good night.
Good night, officer.
Good night.
Louis.
Huh?
Get out of that cab. Come with me.
Where are you going?
Around the house, to the gardener's place.
Want him to pick you a few flowers?
No, I want a witness with me.
Oh, that gate ought to be oiled. You ought to speak to the gardener about it.
Yeah, this is the place, all right.
Hey, shouldn't you have knocked?
Unnecessary, unless I'm mistaken. And I wasn't mistaken.
Oh, wow, wow. You mean you expected him to be dead?
You'd better come with me, Louis.
Okay, but I'd just as soon not meet near the corpses tonight. They depress me some. Oh, beautiful lobby.
Yeah, palms decaying like mad and that place to sleep. However, mailbox pigeonholes. Yes. Yeah. Lorraine's room number is 111. That would be down the corridor towards the back of the hotel, I imagine.
This lady we're going to visit, she ain't in her middle 50s.
Good heavens, no.
And I don't understand it. Why do you want me along?
To stand... Oh, yes, this is the room. To stand outside the door.
To stand outside the... Mr. Templer, you think you can trust me with such an important assignment?
Who is it?
Simon Templer.
Oh, just a minute.
Oh, you forgot to mention me.
Intentionally, Louis.
Oh, well, then I accept your apology. Huh?
Shh, get to one side.
Simon.
May I come in?
Of course. I'm not dressed for company.
Well, we'll pretend I'm not company.
Simon, did you come because you wanted me to search you again?
No, no, no. This time, I'm going to do the searching.
Simon?
Yes, in view of the hour, you obviously wouldn't have it on you. Therefore, I shall look elsewhere.
You think I have the key?
Uh-huh. I'm glad you have such a small kitchenette. It won't take so long to...
Oh, Simon.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What did I break?
A bottle of real lemon juice.
Oh, well. I'll come back in the morning and squeeze you some more.
Oh.
Well, the hiding places in here are entirely too obvious. Where's your bedroom?
Now, just a minute, Simon.
Well, that's a beautiful bed you have, Lorraine.
Thank you, kind sir, but...
Old-fashioned kind. Bedpost with ornamental heads which come off. Hmm?
Simon, what?
A hollow bedpost, a string tied to the inside of the head, and at the end of the string, this...
That's a key.
So it is. A key to a safe deposit box. Warburton's safe deposit box. Lorraine, did Warburton keep his money largely in cash?
I don't...
It's a little late for lying, honey.
Well, I don't know why I should. Yes. He'd recently cashed a lot of bonds. Oh, maybe $50,000 worth.
May I use your phone?
Yeah. Are you going to call?
The police.
Oh, no. Please, Simon, don't call him. I don't like cops.
You'd like Lieutenant Cool. He's real cute. He looks just like Willie the Penguin. Walks like him, too. And he parts his hair in the middle and... Lieutenant Cool? Simon Templer, Lieutenant. What did you find in Warburton's safe deposit box? How I knew. I'd given you hints enough earlier. I was pretty sure you'd get a court order and... Oh, you did. And? Thank you. Bye.
Simon?
The police opened the box.
And?
It was empty.
I don't like the way you're looking at me.
Lorene, your window overlooks the alley running back of the hotel.
So?
So, get me a pillow and a blanket off the bed.
Well, all right, but...
Now I shove this chair in front of the window. Draw the blind down.
Here.
Thank you, darling. Now, if I fold the blanket into a roll, plop the pillow on top of it so it extends a bit above the chair.
Mm.
Yeah. Through a blind from the outside, it would look as though you were sitting in that chair.
Maybe it would.
Now, you put a coat on.
But...
Come with me. We're going to bowl in a different kind of alley.
Why do we have to stand here?
Because from where we are, we can't be seen. But we can see your window with a silhouette on the blind. And if anyone comes up the alley...
Simon, I don't understand at all.
Suppose you were an aging woman who owned nothing but an old house. Suppose you'd spent all your life with your brother who had all the money. Suppose your brother then met and married a pretty girl. And then he cashed in all his money and was preparing to leave you. How would you feel?
Well, I'd be unhappy about it.
You'd kill your brother if you were half insane with pride and anger. You tried to have his wife convicted of a murder. You'd call in somebody. Somebody like me to be around when you discovered your brother dead.
No.
You'd plant a safe deposit box key someplace in your brother's wife's room. You'd hire your gardener to threaten me about the key and then kill him before he could get frightened and blow up the whole scheme.
Simon!
But then when you realized the man you'd been using as a blind had stumbled onto a part of the truth, what would you do? You'd try to wind up the case quick.
I wouldn't.
You'd try to shoot your brother's wife, then make it look like suicide. Huh? Now, Louis is at the door of your room, so that won't be tried. But the alley here...
Baxter.
Yeah, she's coming down the alley. Stopping outside your window.
Simon, she has a gun. She's listening.
That's all we needed now. Here, I'll take that gun. It's a pity that your brother and Galloway weren't birds, Miss Baxter.
What do you mean?
They'd be alive. You were so fond of birds. You see, Lorene, that safe deposit key couldn't have been of any use to Galloway or yourself.
No.
But Miss Thaxter, she had two uses for it. First, she rented a safe deposit box at the same bank, next to her brother's.
Mm-hmm.
She was known to the guard at the bank, therefore she could go down into the vault and by working quickly, empty Warburton's box, which she did. And then she planted the key on you.
I'm so grateful to you.
Oh, nonsense, Addie.
Simon, I don't know how I can repay you. You?
Well, as children say when they don't know something, such me.
You've been listening to another transcribed adventure of the Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now here's our star, Barry Sullivan.
Ladies and gentlemen, 10 years is an awfully long time to be hungry. For us in America, it's an unbelievably long time. But for millions of people in Europe and Asia, it's not very hard to believe because they've lived hunger. They're living it right now. But there's at least one family abroad that can experience once again the strength and vigor of proper nourishment. That family is the one you help by sending a personal care package. Your compassion can be turned into material aid by sending a food gift through non-profit care. For instance, CARE's $10 food parcel will supplement the diet of a family of four for a whole month. It contains 24 pounds of nourishing meats, fats, sugar, and other foods high in vitamins. This or any other CARE food package will be sent to the person you specify. Or if you wish, CARE will select a suitable recipient for your gift, and either way, you'll receive a signed receipt upon delivery and probably a heartfelt letter of gratitude. All you have to do is send your money order to CARE, New York. CARE will do the rest. Remember the address, it's CARE, New York. And now this is Barry Sullivan inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another exciting adventure of The Saint. Good night.
Biddies. Our cast included Lorreen Tuttle, Irene Tedrow, Hal Marks, Joe Duvall, and Larry Dobkin. Music was composed and conducted by Von Dexter. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Fassier production and is directed by Helen Mack. All you Saint fans will be glad to know that the Saint comic books are on sale at all newsstands. Your announcer is Don Stanley. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. There's Hope. There's Gaucho. They're both returning soon to NBC. Yes, Bob Hope returns October 3rd, and you bet your life it's Gaucho Marx beginning October 4th. Listen where you hear the chimes for Top Comedy by Bob Hope and Gaucho Marx beginning soon on NBC. Now Sam Spade, then Ginger Rogers and Theater Guild on NBC.
Vincent Price, who is usually heard at this time as the Saint, has been delayed in Paris. Tonight, by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, you will hear Barry Sullivan in the role. Mr. Sullivan can currently be seen with Lana Turner and Ray Milland in A Life of Her Own. Adventures of the Saint, starring Barry Sullivan. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood brilliant and talented actor Barry Sullivan as the Saint.
Mr. Templer!
Well, Louis!
That's what I call service. Parked right in front of my apartment.
Waiting for you, Mr. Templer. I was hoping you would be desirous of a hack.
That I am, Louis.
Well, where to, Mr. Templer?
Well, I'm not quite sure. You see, I have a problem up in my apartment.
What's your name?
Well, I call her Minerva.
Another dish and a jam?
She won't tell me. By the way she cries, I have an idea something's wrong.
How long has she been at your place?
Oh, a couple of hours.
And still crying? Oh, Mr. Templer, you're losing your charm.
I think she wants to go home.
You're definitely losing your charm.
I'd like to take her home.
Well, she lost her charm, too.
Only I don't know where her home is. But now that you're here, I'll untie her, and maybe she can find her own way.
You're untied, Mr. Templer.
Louis, she's a dog.
Oh, well, why didn't you say?
I found her this morning. I've never seen her around here before, so I didn't want to turn her loose, because if she can't find her way home, there's no telling what'll happen to her.
So what are you going
to
do?
Turn her loose.
But you just said that you
don't... That's where you come in. We'll follow her in your hack. See where she goes so we can keep her out of trouble.
Oh, that I should live to see the day when the Robin Hood of modern crime is nursemaid to a poodle.
Remember the saying, Louis, do unto other dumb animals what you would have others do unto you. Besides, she's cute.
Yeah. What kind is she?
Pekingese.
I thought you said it was a dog.
Louis, that's unkind.
Sorry, I didn't mean it.
Stay put, Louis. I'll get Minerva and let's see where she takes us.
Minerva has fancy taste. This is a real expensive neighborhood.
And this is a real expensive trip. We've been following her for over an hour.
You know any better way to spend your money, Mr. Templer, than giving it to me?
Offhand, I can think of a couple. Say, Minerva's turning in at that gate.
Yeah.
Cute little shack she picked. I'll bet it doesn't have over 40 rooms.
You think she really lives there, or is she only dreaming?
Yeah, we'll soon find out. Louis, turn into the driveway and park. I'll take her up to the house.
If she does belong here, there will no doubtless be a reward. And if there is no doubtless a reward...
Stop drooling, Louis. Your cutter's already on the meter, so either way, you can't lose.
I'm not making out so awful good on it, Mr. Templer. Only one fare, only one tip, and more than an hour. Where's the profit in that?
Why, Louis, the conversation, of course. What's the matter? What's the matter? You want down? Well, you're out of luck. Or maybe you're in luck. Because when I pick up a young lady, I usually show her a good time. So if it turns out you don't live here, why...
Yes, sir.
Oh, hello. My name's Simon Templer.
Oh, yes. I'm sure Madam would be delighted you've come.
You're sure?
Of course. Right this way, sir.
Why should Madam be delighted I've come?
You surprise me, sir. I never heard that modesty was one of your outstanding characteristics. Yes.
You seem to know a lot about me.
Doesn't everybody, if you'll pardon the levity?
I'll pardon the levity, but not the evasion.
Evasion?
I asked you why Madam should be delighted I've come. Is it because of Minerva?
Minerva, sir?
This.
Oh, you mean Ming Toy.
Do I? I guess I do. I should have known Ming Toy.
Naturally, Madam will be delighted about the dog. But what I was particularly referring to were the jewels. Have you brought them also?
Jewels?
Apparently you haven't. I hope you'll pardon these questions, sir. The kitchen help expects it of me. And I like to have something to report.
No. Alicia communicates from the front. Which reminds me, where is the front?
Around this next bend, sir. In the east wing.
If I'd known the hall was this long, I'd have asked Louis to bring in his cab. My feet hurt.
It's not much further.
Well, let's be thankful for small favors.
What was that?
Does anyone in this house take singing lessons?
No, sir.
And that was a scream, and it came from in there.
Oh!
Did you scream?
Who are you?
I'm not...
Ming Toy, darling, come to Mama. Give it to me, young man.
Here.
Oh, Mama's little baby, isn't all right?
Yeah, she's all right, but something else isn't. Somebody screamed.
I know, I did. There was someone peering through that window. Was it you?
Yeah, hardly. I was in the house.
Well, you have no business barging in here unannounced.
Well, it seems, lady, that I run faster than your butler. I thought you were in trouble.
Well, I was startled. Now, somebody better go investigate. Oh, Minnie, angel, you're to miss your
What mommy. Is it, madam? Is something wrong?
Well, there's a prowler outside the window. Go see who it is, please.
Yes, madam.
Now you, young man. Do you have my jewels?
I was wondering when we'd get around to that. I'm also wondering...
Mother, are you all right? I heard you scream.
Yes, Ernest,
Who's he?
Me?
Yes. What are you doing here?
I just came to return your dog.
Return?
Yes, here she is. Mama's little precious.
Say, her collar's off.
That's right.
How did you know she's our dog?
Oh.
I didn't.
Well, then why... Hey, wait a minute.
I'm waiting?
Put up your hands.
I'm sorry, I waited.
Ernest, I didn't know you owned a revolver.
Lucky I do. Mother, call the police. Tell them we've got the thief.
Oh, great.
Somebody screamed. Was it you, Isabel?
Yes, dear, but it's all right. I saw somebody at the window. Fitch is looking into it.
Ernest, what the devil are you doing? Haven't I told you not to play with guns?
I'm not playing, Father. This is the thief.
Sure. Does he have the jewels?
I haven't searched him.
Then how do you know?
He brought back Ming Toy.
Huh? Oh, yes. Morning, Ming Toy. Don't bite me, you little monster.
Just a minute, Father. She doesn't have her collar, so how could he know she was our dog?
She told me.
Oh, we're just wasting time. Mother, will you please pick up that phone and call the police?
It won't do any good. The line's been cut. See?
What?
Thanks for looking down.
Hey! Hey, what are you doing?
Wait, stop it immediately.
I'll take the gun. Here, let me have it. That's better.
Such violence.
Yeah. It's very good exercise.
Ernest, you gave the young man the gun. Why?
I asked him so nicely. Now, will somebody please tell me what's going on around here?
As if you don't
As
know.
If I don't.
Just who are you anyway, young fella?
Simon Templar. And you?
You don't know who I am?
Should I?
I, sir, am C.J. Allardyce.
Fancy that.
Nuts.
I beg your pardon?
I said nuts.
So you did.
As in bolts. Nuts and bolts. We manufacture them. You've heard of Allardyce nuts?
Yes, aren't they?
What's that?
The whole family.
Beg pardon?
Skip it.
Our slogan. If it's Allardyce, it's nut.
That's what I said.
There's no nut like an Allardyce.
Well, this could go on all day.
Father, I'm sure Mr. Templar didn't come here to talk business.
Eh? Why did he come?
To return Ming Toy. And now that I've been so warmly thanked, I'll just run along. I hope you won't mind my taking your revolver with me, Ernest, as a souvenir. When I'm safely out of reach, in northern Tibet, say, I'll send it back. Well, cheer-ho. All right, Louis, let's get out of here.
What took you so long?
Louis, you wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Yeah, try me.
No, it's no use. I don't believe it myself.
Did you get a reward?
Reward? Louis, I'm out of there. Who could ask for anything more? Now, let's go.
Hey, just a minute, Mr. Templar.
Now what?
Somebody is hiding in them bushes and watching us, you see?
Oh, yeah. Now, that's probably who Mrs. Allardyce saw at the window. Well, get started, Louis.
You ain't going to investigate?
It's probably only a man eating a gorilla. None of our business.
This is not like you, Mr. Templar. It's not like you at all.
As a matter of fact, I'm not exactly feeling myself at the moment, so don't be too surprised.
But where is your spirit of adventure, huh? What may lurk in them bushes? Excitement, thrills, who knows?
I know.
You do?
Yeah. I can see him in your rear-view mirror. It's a kid. Kid about 10 years old.
A kid? Let's get out of here.
Excitement I could stand. Mystery I could stand. Adventure. But kids, I got a nephew. What's wrong with this thing?
Hi.
Hello, kid.
Hey, what's the matter, mister? Won't you start?
Oh, sure, sure, she'll start. I'm just trying to run down the battery so the lights won't work on account of I don't like night driving.
Wise guy.
What's your name, Sonny?
It ain't Sonny.
Well, what is it?
What's it to you?
See what I mean, Mr. Temple?
Yeah. Look, fella, if you don't tell me your name, I'm going to have to call you my little man. How would you like that?
You win. It's Stevie. What's yours?
Simon.
Simon which?
Simon Templer.
A saint?
Yeah, Stevie.
Hey, wait a minute. You may not be him at all. How do I know this ain't a bluff?
You don't.
Well, it's worth a chance. Because if you're the real saint, you and me can do business.
What sort of business, Stevie?
Well, I read a lot of books about detectives.
Yes, I gather.
Well, we ought to make a good partnership, you and me. You help me latch onto the ice, and we'll split the reward.
The ice?
$50,000 worth. And that ain't peanuts.
Stevie, suppose you tell me about this jewelry. Just when was it taken?
You don't know?
No.
You're not the saint.
Believe me, Stevie, the saint doesn't know everything.
Why'd you come here?
To return Ming Toy?
Who are you trying to kid?
No, that's on the level.
Look, mister, I happen to know you couldn't return Ming Toy, see?
What do you mean I couldn't?
Never mind. But I know.
If you don't believe me, ask Louie.
I thought her name was Minerva.
Oh, you're always such a help. Stevie, why do you say I couldn't return Ming Toy?
I'm not talking.
I don't get it.
Ah, I see the look in your eye, Mr. Temple. The mystery's beginning to needle you.
Stevie, if I prove I brought back Ming Toy, will you tell me why you said I couldn't?
Sure. And you won't prove it.
Wait here, Louie. I'll probably hate myself in the morning, but I'm going back to the Allardyces. Come on, Stevie.
Excuse me, madam. Mr. Templer is here again with the gardener's boy.
The gardener's boy?
Yes, madam.
Well, he can't bring that urchin into the house.
I'm very sorry, madam, but he has. Shall I show them out?
No, show them in. I'll tell him myself.
Very good, madam. You may come in, Mr. Templer.
Thank you, Jeeves.
Fitch, sir.
I stand corrected. Well, hello again, Mrs. Allardyce.
Really, Mr. Templer, this is impossible. Bringing in that... Good heavens! He's the face at the window.
I was just detecting.
Oh, I should have recognized him at the time. Oh, Mr. Templer, you're wonderful. Positively wonderful. First Ming Toy, now the prowler. Fitch had no luck whatsoever. Simply none. You're an amazing man. Sit down. Have a chocolate.
No, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
If you don't mind, we'd like to see Ming Toy.
Why?
I forgot to say goodbye to her.
Oh, very well. Ming, come to Mother. Ming. Now, where is that animal? She was here right just a moment ago. Minnie! Minnie!
Did you call, Mother?
Oh, Ernest, have you seen Ming Toy?
No. I thought she was in here.
Well, she's not.
Don't tell me she's disappeared again.
No, so it would seem. Vanished into thin air. My poor, it's a baby. Gone.
Well, mister, now what have you got to say?
Say? Stevie, I'm speechless. Oh, hello, Louis.
Mr. Templer, how come you're answering the door? They don't have no butler?
He's not around. Oh. Strange. No dog, no butler. Well, what do you want, Louis?
I just come to see what's keeping you this time. My meter's getting dizzy going round and round.
Ming Toy's missing again. We're looking for her. It's a big house. She's a little dog.
Why don't you just forget the whole thing?
Because, Louis, it doesn't make sense. She ought to come when we call, or at least bark.
Well, what do I do? Go take another nap?
I don't know. Maybe, Louis...
Mister!
What is it,
Mister?
Stevie?
You are the saint.
Well, what brings all this on?
I found Ming Toy.
You did?
Yeah. Bend down slight and whisper.
Huh?
This is top secret.
Go ahead, I'm bent.
Fitch has her in the garage.
Well, what's he doing? Giving her a shampoo?
No, he's shaving her.
Shaving her?
With an electric razor.
Well, let's go get her. Come on, Louie.
Oh, no thanks, Mr. Temple. You and the kid go. Me, I'm going back to the hack for another nap. I can dream nightmares that make better sense than this. So long.
Stevie, When we get near the garage, let's be quiet. We don't want Fitz to hear us.
Okay. Hello there.
Oh, it's Ernest.
I've looked all over the grounds. Can't find her.
Yeah, it's all right. Stevie's found her. Your butler has her in the garage.
But I just saw him go back to the house.
Oh? With Ming Toy?
No. Why did he take her to the garage?
I guess to improve her appearance.
What?
Well, come on. We can soon find out.
Yeah.
Ernest, what do you know about your butler, anyway?
Not much. He's only been with us a couple of weeks.
Oh? What sort of references did he have?
I don't know. Ask Father. He engaged him.
Yeah, I will.
And then I would like to ask you some questions. I'm still not satisfied in spite of Mother.
Look, Fitch has the dog, not me.
I know,
Hey, wait a minute. What is this?
What?
Right there, crouching by that bush. Can that be Ming Toy?
Why, gosh, it is, and she's stripped clean. She's been shaved.
She looks like a damp sock.
Come here, Ming Toy.
She just sits there shivering.
I think she's embarrassed. Here, I'll get her. Come here, Ming Toy. Cold? Well, don't worry, I'll buy you mink. Here she comes. I thought that would do it. It works every time.
Be careful, huh? Don't drop her.
Oh, don't worry, Ernest. I shall guard Ming Toy with my life.
Well, come on. What's the matter?
My legs are giving out again.
Oh, you'll live out of condition.
Right? I guess.
Mother?
Ernest, have you found my treasure?
Yes, Mother, we found
it. Oh, that's wonderful.
Give it to Mother, Templar.
Yeah, here.
Thank you. She's naked.
It seems your butler is a frustrated barber.
What?
Where's Father? Templar wants to talk to him about things.
He's in the back study, but I don't understand.
That makes it unanimous. Look after your mother, Ernest. She's had quite a shock. Meanwhile, I'll go see if your father can help explain why Ming Toy has been forced to become a stripteaser.
Don't bother me, Templar. Don't bother me. I've got enough on my mind. Son who gambles away every penny I give him. A wife who charges accounts away even pennies I don't give her. Believe me, young man, anybody ever tells you it's a picnic being a millionaire, don't you listen. Take it from me. Before you make a million, just be sure you can afford it.
I'll make a note of that. But about Ming Toy...
Look, last night the dog is kidnapped. Or dog-napped, or whatever you call it. The wife throws such a tizzy it takes 3 pills to get me to sleep. This morning the wife's jewels are gone. Another tizzy. Policemen, insurance adjusters, and now you. Look, I don't care if the dog has been peeled. See, I don't care. I've got enough on my mind.
But maybe it all ties together. The dog is stolen, the jewels are stolen.
I can add 2 and 2, Templar. I don't need your masterminding. The dog was stolen first so the thief could break in later without the dog barking. Think I couldn't figure that out?
No, I think you could. And it's possible the thief thought so, too.
What's that?
I have a hunch the robbery was the work of some member of this household.
Nonsense.
And the dog napping was just a red herring to throw you off the track. To make you think just what you did think. That it was an outside rather than an inside job.
Get out of here, Templar. Get out of here before I throw you.
I'd just like to ask you about Fitch.
Okay. Fine, butler. Excellent. One peculiarity, that's all. Likes to shave dogs. So what? We can't all be perfect. Now get out of here, Templar, before I have him shave you, and it may be closer than you like.
Anything from Father?
Yeah. I learned he has a temper.
Oh, he's in one of those.
Uh-huh. So if I want to learn about Fitch, I'll have to learn it from Fitch himself. Only trouble is I can't find the kitchen. Is there a map of this place anywhere?
It's down this way. Come on, I'll take you. I'll talk to you anyway.
Thanks. So you'll have signposts. How's your mother?
Sniffing, smelling salts.
And Ring Toy?
Taking it better than Mother.
Just keep her away from mirrors. She'll be all right.
Look, Templar, I said I want to talk to you.
We're talking.
I want to talk about you.
My favorite subject.
It's all very well you're pretending you want to help, but how do we know...
Are we almost there? My legs are giving out again.
Oh, it's right in here. Take us in the kitchen to the butler's pantry.
Good.
Fitch! Fitch!
Don't bother calling him, Ernest. He can't hear you.
What?
Look behind that table.
Is he dead?
Extremely.
talk now. I'm so upset about Ming Toy.
Oh, hang Ming Toy.
Jonathan Allardyce, of all...
Look, I'm trying to tell you something. That man Templar, he's getting ideas. I don't like it. He's been snooping around here. Well, the first thing we know...
Well, all we have to do is to be nice to him.
Nice to him? Confound it, Isabel. I'm going to...
May I come in?
No. Templar, I thought I told you to get the blazes out of this house.
Oh, is that what you told me? I've been trying to figure it out, but you were so incoherent.
Now, see here.
If you want me to go, I'll be glad to, but I thought I ought to tell you about your butler first.
Yes, yes, I know. You think he's a thief. Very well, I'll have the police.
You're wrong, Mr. Allardyce. I don't think he's a thief. He's been cleared. The hard way.
What?
Somebody murdered him. Ernest is calling the police now.
Right
again. Yep, with a knife.
Oh, dear, and good butlers are so scarce these days.
Ah...
Jonathan! Mr. Templer, what's happened to Jonathan?
Looks like he's fainted.
Well, what'll we do? Get me some water.
Get it yourself. I can't wait.
Can't wait? Well, you can't leave me now.
I've got to, or there may be another murder.
No, no, come back here.
Later, Mrs. Allardyce.
Oh, Mr. Templer, oh, Fitch. Oh, no, he's... Somebody, please. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
What now, Mr. Templer?
Have you seen Stevie?
If I do, there's going to be a murder.
If we don't, there's going to be a murder.
Stevie?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it. You know what that kid done?
What?
He scrambled the wires in the engine while I was snoozing. That's why we wouldn't start before.
He was detectiving, Louis. We were possible suspects, and he wanted to foil our getaway.
Well, wasn't that cute?
No, I'm not joking. His life is in danger.
I'm not surprised.
If I can't find Stevie, I'll have to find Ernest.
Who's he?
Allardyce's son.
I wonder if he's the one drove away just now.
Drove away? Did someone?
Yeah. A car just went down the other drive.
Have you got your wires unscrambled?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Louis. Let's go.
It headed this way. That's all I know.
And you don't know if Stevie was in the car?
I don't know who was in the car. I didn't see.
He must be. It's the only thing that makes sense. Now what?
The road branches three ways. Which way do we go?
Oh, there we are. They went that way, to the left.
How do you know?
Well, there's fresh tire tracks. The others are old.
Oh, yeah.
And step on it, Louis.
Okay. Well, in your ears, here we go. But I would still like to know what's going on.
Louis, look out for that turn.
Close your eyes and pray, Mr. Dunkler. Here we go. Got your eyes open, Mr. Templer?
Yeah. Yeah, we made it.
Oh, good. Then I can open mine. Louie!
Louie, is that the car you saw coming out of Allardyce's?
Looks like.
That's good, but I hope we're not too late.
Nobody in it.
No. There's a path into the woods. Come on.
Yeah.
Hurry up, Louis. Right through here. I'm afraid to call the kids for fear.
I'd still like to know what's going on.
Well, as I see it, Louis.
Yeah?
Ernest ran up a gambling debt, and his papa wouldn't pay off for him.
Oh.
At any rate, papa was griping about Ernest gambling.
Ernest, I take it, is Allardyce Jr.?
Yeah, that's right. Ernest had to get money, so he drove Ming Toy away from home and put her out of the car.
Yeah.
Then he swiped the family jewels, and a missing dog made it look like an outside job.
Smart guy, Junior. What makes you think he's going to knock off the kid?
He's already knocked off the butler.
Oh, yeah. How do you know it was Ernest which knocked off the butler?
Because when I told Allardyce, he fainted. And he didn't faint out of great feeling for the butler.
Uh-huh.
Fellow had only been with him a couple of weeks. He fainted because he knew his son was guilty of the robbery, and he realized his son was also a murderer.
Oh, Mr. Temple.
Stevie.
Where'd you come from?
Stevie, you all right?
Well, sure I'm all right. But Ernest don't feel so good.
Mr. Temple, look. Ernest is out cold.
What do you know?
Yeah. You know something? Ernest should have his mouth washed out with soap.
Why, Stevie?
He doesn't tell the truth.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, last night, I seen him driving away with Ming Toy.
Uh-huh.
And when I asked where he was taking her, he says,
It's a big secret. Spies have tattooed a secret message on her skin. But he found out, and he's taken her to the FBI. And I mustn't tell nobody, because it's FBI top secret.
I see.
Well, I find out now, he was just trying to shut me up.
Hey, I gotta remember that. Next time my nephew gets in my hair, FBI top secret.
Hey, Louis, then that explains the shaving.
Huh?
The butler must have overheard Ernest telling this young man about the secret message on Ming Toy. And he figured if it was true, the dog would be worth money. So he looked for the message.
Sure, when the butler shaves the pooch, Ernest gets wise the butler is wise, so he shuts the butler up.
And he tried to shut me up, too. He said we were going to meet an FBI man out here. Instead, he gets me in, and then he pulls out a knife.
And what happened?
Judo.
Judo?
Sure. My brother was in the Marines. He taught me.
Oh.
Ernest is waking up.
And you were worried about the kid, Mr. Templer. Like I told you, when them little hyenas is around, all you got to protect is yourself.
Hey, Mr. Templer, you want me to teach you some falls? Hmm?
As a matter of fact, Stevie,
well,
I don't...
It's easy. Look, I'll show you.
Well, Stevie, please.
First, you take a guy's arm like this.
Now, just a minute, Stevie. Let's talk this over.
You see, leverage is the important part of this deal.
Let's keep it that way,
now,
shall we?
I just pulled back real hard.
Louie, help!
You've been listening to another transcribed adventure of The Saint, the Robin Hood of modern crime. Now, here is our star, Barry Sullivan.
Ladies and gentlemen, a long time ago it was written that man shall not live by bread alone. And this often quoted line from the Bible, bread is merely a symbol of all material values. And although we in America have the greatest material advantages in the world, they are not enough to bring us complete happiness. We must find that happiness in our spiritual as well as our material lives, in faith as well as bread. In America, one of our most precious heritages is the right to worship as we please, to know the spiritual pleasures of our churches and synagogues. The doors of your places of worship stand open to you, and your religious leaders will welcome you to their services. They also offer you personal and family guidance and the opportunity to become a firm part of your community. Through our churches and synagogues, that community and the families within it can find stability. And as an individual, you can find the peace that only religion can bring. Thus, the religious organizations of America invite you to find yourself through faith and come to church this week. This is Barry Sullivan inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another exciting adventure of the Saint. Good night.
In the cast, you heard Myra Marsh as Mrs. Allardyce and Tom Tully as her husband. Lamont Johnson was their son, Ernest. Ted Osborne was the butler. Jeffrey Silver was Stevie. And Larry Dodkin was Louie. The music was composed and conducted by Von Dexter. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris, is a James L. Safier production and is directed by Helen Mack. All you Saint fans will be glad to know that the Saint comic books are on sale at all newsstands. Your announcer is Don Stanley. Three chimes mean good times on NBC. And the chimes are anticipating the hilarious antics of Bob Hope and Groucho Marx. Hope returns to the air with more laughs on Tuesday, October 3rd. Groucho Marx brings his riotous quiz, You Bet Your Life, to the air on Wednesday, October 4th. So that's Bob Hope, October 3rd, Groucho Marx, October 4th. As three chimes mean good times on NBC.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladoc health/whatsyourwhy.
Save big money at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Get free estimates fast using our easy do-it-yourself landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and Menards.com for deals. Save.